So you're on a podcast and you want to throw out a question to your audience, but of course the audience isn't listening live. You can't even see the audience. They're not there with you live. So how do you get that response? We spoke about something similar earlier on in our series, series one of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice, about how you imagine someone else is there, the other side of the microphone, the other end of the loudspeaker, the other end of that audio chain. Today, we kind of got something which links in with that hand in hand on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Using pauses after rhetorical questions. Yeah. You can ask the audience a rhetorical question, that's the one where you're not actually going to be getting an answer from, and then pause at the end of it so they can digest that question, but still answer it internally, even though they can't tell you what that answer is. Let me give you an example, first of all from a voiceover script for a commercial read. Fed up with that dirty stain around the bath? Tired of the weekly scrub of the tub? Want a better way to have shiny ceramics? Introducing the all-new Bathroom Wonder Clean. Yeah, so what I've done there is leave a pause at the end of every question so internally the person that's listening to those questions can go, yeah, I am. I am fed up with that dirty stain around the bath, and so on. If you just ran all of those questions together, the listener won't have time to process the question and internally ask it of themselves and answer it. And therefore, the question is going to be less effective. Let me give you another example, okay? This one from a podcast. Here we go with this. Want to hear every edition of the podcast a week before everybody else? Want an ad-free listening experience? Want exclusive offers and a chance to win a meet-up with the hosts? Then subscribe and leave a review and send us a screenshot for a chance to win. So those pauses don't have to be huge, but it's just half a beat, perhaps, to signify that it's a question that demands, in the politest possible way, a response. Here's another example. Have you ever wanted to speak out, but been too afraid to say anything? So even when the listener, the person you're asking, is not with you, and you can't hear their reply, a silence creates space for them to consider their thoughts and feelings, to compose a reply in their mind, even if they can't actually verbalise it, and you can hear it anyway. It only needs to be a beat, half a beat, but a pause creates space for the percolation of their response. As a presenter, don't rush headlong into another item of content before your listener has had a chance to consider their answer. Tomorrow on the show, pauses as an indication of quality as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.